Wade Davis joins us on Sports Byline USA. He is a former NFL defensive player who played with Tennessee, Seattle, and Washington. He played his college ball at Weber State, and he recently came out and spoke publicly about what it was like to be a closeted homosexual in the National Football League. And I think, as many of you know around the world, there has been more and more dialogue about this subject. And Wade, I was very impressed with what you said. You said, I started to realize that, you know what, there's an opportunity here for me to really make and affect change, not only within myself, but in the world. How long did it take you to get to the point to believe that?
Honestly and truly, it took probably 3 to 4 years. It's a process where you have to almost relearn everything that you were taught and program yourself to not think about your lifestyle as being wrong. So I think for me, being raised in a very religious household, you know, and being in the sports world for so long, I really had to retrain myself to love myself again.
There is a very interesting dynamic when it comes to a person who is gay. It's one thing to be gay in society. It's another thing to be gay in society and in sports, particularly professional sports. Am I correct in that observation? Is that a kind of a double whammy?
It is. It is. And I tell people often that when you're an athlete, you exist in a bubble, and then when you're homosexual, you're in another bubble, because you feel so alone, and because, you know, there's very few conversations about it, you meet very few other players who are either closet or admit they're homosexual, that you feel like you're the only person that's going through this.
At what age did you realize you were gay?
I was in probably either the 10th or 11th grade in high school, where I realized that I did have an attraction to someone of the same gender. And it was one of those moments where you're so afraid that the entire world can see it, that you start exhibiting a behavior that you've never exhibited before, because you're trying to really create a whole different persona of who you are. So when I realized that, I can remember going home and watching television and really trying to maybe see a woman on TV and make myself feel as if I was attracted to her and really believe it.
You had two conflicts. One was realizing that you were gay and just kind of existing in society in general, and you just talked about that being when you were young, but also it came for when you were playing athletics. Now, athletics, I'm sure, came before you realized that you were gay, but tell me the moment when you realized there was going to be an issue with you being a gay athlete.
I don't know if there was ever a conscious moment, but I knew that sports and my sexuality were never going to mix. So it could have been at the exact same moment, but I knew instantly that my whole world was going to be completely different. And I never thought that I could reconcile my sexuality with my football, ever. I mean, so it was, there were moments when I thought about maybe just giving up the actual sport, just because I was like, I love this sport so much, but I know the person that I am will not be able to exist in this world. So it was a constant battle of me trying to continue playing a sport that I grew up playing since I was 7 years old and I loved, but also trying to make myself believe that because I was gay that I could exist in that world.
I grew up in a military family, and over the years I've run into soldiers who are no longer in the military that told me that they were gay, and they told me about what it was like, what they had to do to protect that gay identity. Tell me what you had to do as a gay athlete to protect it.
I think the biggest thing that I started to do was create a whole separate world for myself. If I was, like, for instance, when I was playing in the NFL, I was dating a young man, and I would give him a female name. And I would talk about him as if he was a girl. So it's this constant thing of having to try to fit in, you know, and exist as if I'm a heterosexual male, and then changing stories, you know, so people think that I'm talking about an actual girl, you know. And so, and then the amount of posturing that went on for me going to strip clubs, for me going out to the nightclubs and making it seem like I'm hitting on girls, or going back to my room with girls, and then coming back the next day telling these fallacious stories about the activities that went on, that night when none of it was actually true. You know, I can remember sitting in a hotel room with a young lady and just talking for hours and hours and hours and having her say it was a wonderful night and thinking to myself, wow, like you just made a tomorrow so much easier for me because all of my friends saw me go home with you. And the perception is that we either made out, we had sex, but something went on that is going on with other men.
And, you know, as you got deeper and deeper into the sports world, going from high school football to college football to the National Football League, it must have been very, very difficult for you to live the lie almost in a sense. And I just wonder what that was like for you.
To be honest, this is going to sound very strange. It got easier to live the lie because in high school, I was really just trying to understand who I was. And I didn't really, for lack of a better word, I hadn't practiced, you know, my speak of being a straight man. And then once I got to college, I went to college in Utah, so it was a smaller school. I didn't really have as many people to impress, you know. And then my speak got better and better and better. And then once I was in the NFL, I had it down pat, you know. I was one of the best actors ever, you know. So I had practiced, you know, living this life as a heterosexual male for the last, probably 8 or 9 years. So I was really good at it. So my craft had been perfect. So it sounds weird, but it was actually easier to make my friends believe that I was straight. But on the football field is where my life started to clash. Because my second year in NFL Europe, I went over to a place called Seaches. And I mentioned before, it's probably the second highest gay populated place in the world. So I was playing over there on the resort island when I was able to see men in their speedos day after day after day. That was one of the hardest times in my life because I was single. At that point, I really wanted to experience my own sexuality, and I wasn't able to do that. So I was really just, I had all this angst that was built up and this frustration that I was like, wow, I'm in a place where I should be allowed to be myself, but because of the sport that I'm playing, I'm not.
You mentioned to me before you joined me here on the show that we have taken great strides. Can you define that a little bit better for me?
I believe we're taking great strides because we're having the conversations. I think, you know, 5, 15, 20 years ago, no one actually talked about being gay in sports, or no one even talked about gays in society. And I think, you know, after our president made that great announcement about marriage equality, you have athletes like Floyd Mayweather coming out. You have rock stars like Jay-Z who saying that they believe in same-sex marriage. So people who see people who they idolize, you know, who are whether in the music industry or the film industry saying, you know what, I'm okay with same-sex marriage. People have to really start questioning their own beliefs, and they have to say, okay, am I living the life that I want others to offer to me? So are my actions matching up with my actual words? So I just think that there's more conversations happening. I think that as my parents get a little older and my generation gets older as well, there's just a different climate out there because now I feel like everyone knows someone in their life who's gay, you know, so they can say, you know, I know someone who's gay. He's just like you and I. He's no different.
Wade Davis is with us, former NFL player. You were talking about being gay in the National Football League. As you know, Charles Barkley made a very strong comment saying he wouldn't give a damn whether the person was gay or not. He cares only whether they can shoot and they can dribble and they can rebound. And I'm wondering how important a statement like that is from somebody with such a high profile.
Those type of statements are you can't even put a number on how great it is because Charles is such an outspoken figure. Charles is someone who says exactly what's on his mind, and he's an icon to so many. So when a person of Charles Barkley's status comes out and makes a comment like that, kids who are growing up says, wow, this person who so many of my friends or my father's idolized makes a comment like this. It just further helps to create that conversation, push us forward.
You know, one of the things that I think about, I've been around sports, Wade, for a very long time, and after what Charles said, one of the things that I thought about is that in a final analysis, especially in pro football, basketball, baseball, whatever it might be, but particularly in the pro sports, I think those athletes, aside from maybe how they were conditioned growing up and what they might believe in this area, I think that they only care about production. because you know as well as I do when it comes to professional sports, it's what have you done for me lately? And they don't care whether the person's got 3 ears, whether they're purple or not. If they can block, if they can catch a pass, if they can sink a bucket, hit a home run, that's all they care if it leads to the end result, which is success.
I would say that that's probably 80% right. I do believe that most players could care less what the sexuality of their teammate is. I also think that there's a religious aspect. I think that there are a lot of athletes who are religious who were maybe raised to believe that homosexuality was wrong. So there is that conflict. But I think as far as for the majority of players, they say, you know, can this guy play? Can this guy shoot? Can this guy run? Can this guy jump? It comes down to the productivity on and off the field. And I think that, again, that we're so close to seeing a player in one of the four major sports to come out. And I think that men need to follow the example that a lot of women have taken in coming out and being out as they're playing.
Yeah, the more and more that athletes have come out and there has not been a problem, as far as I know, I don't think that the military considers it to be a problem to have gay soldiers right now. Is that going to drop the stigma about it, particularly in sports?
I think it's definitely going to drop the stigma. I think the next conversation that has to be had is defining what is masculinity. I think oftentimes that there's an association between someone who is gay and someone who is weaker or less than. So I think that once there's more education and training and conversation around that, and it has to start when kids are in middle school or when they're in high school. So when they are in college and in the NFL, it's a non-issue.
One of the things that I know just from life, Wade, is that when it comes to sensitive issues, there's always something very funny about it. And having lived the life, I mean, you're the only one that could really talk about it. Over the years, were there just some things that as you thought back on, you just start laughing?
Yeah, and most of those laughters are at myself, because since I've come out, I've had so many ex-friends and teammates come out to me and say, wow, Wade, you know what? I'm angry at you. And they're angry at me because I didn't give them the opportunity to show me that they could care less what my orientation was. So those are the things that I laugh at. I also laugh at the fact that the great lengths that I went to hide it, you know, the amount of money that I spent, the amount of years that I lost, you know, not being my authentic self. Those are the things that I laugh at the most.
What do you think?
And the fantastic lies also. I mean, I told some fantastic lies.
You deserve an Academy Award, right, Wade?
Definitely. I still think someone owes me at least a Tony.
We've got about 90 seconds left, but what do you think it's going to be? You know, what type of athlete is going to be the one who is active as a professional athlete who is going to step forward and say, hey, I'm gay? Is it going to have to be a star?
It'll be someone that has a very strong support structure around him. Whether you're an athlete or you're just someone who's coming to understand your own orientation, you have to have some people in your corner who you're 100% sure will love you regardless. And I think oftentimes the people forget that athletes oftentimes have people around them who they can't trust. So it's very hard to, first of all, be yourself if you are straight, and then to compound that with being gay. I think that we have to make sure that athletes, no matter their orientation, have a strong support structure around them.
For a team to accept them and management to accept them, is it going to have to be a star player that they can't do without?
I don't think so. I think that the sports industry is much further along than we give them credit for.
And is the conversation, do you think in sports the conversation is progressing in a positive direction?
I do. I really do. I think that when the NBA and NFL teams, they fine players for making homophobic comments, it sends a message that they're for equality, you know. So I think that we're making a lot of headway, and that there's a rumbling out there that no sports team is for homophobia or bullying of any kind.
Wade, I want to thank you for the conversation. It's been insightful, it's been honest, and it's been enlightening. And I think that's the type of conversation we need to have on a subject like this for us to move forward as a society and just a human discussion as well. Thank you very much, Wade, for your time.
Thank you, and I really enjoyed it. Anytime.
Wade Davis with us again, former NFL defensive player. He played at Tennessee with Seattle and Washington, came out of Weber State as a football player, and recently came out and spoke publicly about what it was like to be a closeted homosexual in the National Football League. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.